Hello?
Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Joseph. I'm giving you a courtesy call back today per your request.
Oh, yes. We actually did it again.
Renewed.
We renewed it, so that's what I'm doing now.
Renewed what, ma'am? I'm confused by your
question. Oh, okay.
Question.
We renewed the, what is it?
She wants to know. Are you there?
Yeah.
She wants to know what we did. We renewed the, what did we renew?
Who is it?
It's the lady from.
Hello.
Hi, this is Joseph from customer support.
Yeah.
Give me a courtesy call back today. You had requested a call back.
Oh, from AT&T. Jeez. Is that who this is?
No, we don't service AT&T.
No, who is this then? What company are you with?
Yes, my name is Joseph. I'm a customer service agent at a call center. We service over 1,000 different companies, but we don't service any phone companies or
all right, what
internet
company
companies.
What company did... Well, we didn't request anything.
Okay, well, I have a call back request from this number. That's why I'm calling back, sir.
Oh, okay.
This number was in our callback queue.
Okay.
And I'm giving you a courtesy callback. I can check.
You don't know. You don't know what
account.
The subject. What the subject is.
We service
oh.
over 1,000 different companies, sir. So I have
oh,
to
oh, I know what it was.
Account.
It was a company called Sirius. Kat, let me sit down here, please. I got to sit down. This is important.
If you can provide me with the zip code and first and last name, I can look for the account.
Trapp, George Trapp, T-R-A-P-P.
Okay.
Or Catherine, that's my wife.
And then the zip for that, please?
11901.
Okay, thank you. I'm looking for that name, those two names for you. Give me just a moment.
I had $108 on my bank account. That's why, which I'm questioning.
I understand. Well, let me pull up the order and account, and then I can see what's going on. You said that was Kathleen.
Kathleen with a C.
Okay. Would she go by Kathy Trapp?
Yeah, she does. All right.
Okay. And can you just verify the shipping for me, please?
The what?
The shipping address.
Oh,
where 40? You would receive mail.
40 Adelia Path, Riverhead, New York, 11901.
Okay, thank you. I have the proper account pulled up. Give me just a moment. I'm looking right now.
Probably a makeup company because we keep getting envelopes full of makeup.
Okay, so I am showing that this was in regards to. Okay, so I'm showing it was the. Face cream and eye serum is what you had with us. It was a trial period for the face cream and the eye serum.
We returned all the packages. The last one we received was like 2 days ago. I take them all up to the post office and say refused on the package.
So it was initially a trial period that looks like it was signed up in your wife's name. Back on 12/19 is when that was created. That was initially going to be a 7-day trial, and then she was going to be billed the end
right.
of trial cost for
no,
the product, sir.
Yeah. What happened was I called up and I canceled. I got a cancellation notice and everything. It was no problem.
Okay. Let me check the account real quick.
I canceled,
do you remember what day
I think
you called
I canceled
and canceled?
The next day. I canceled the next day. I had to talk.
What was that confirmation number you got, sir?
Oh, gosh.
Because I'm looking over the account and the order, and I'm not seeing any notes from the agent or from the system about canceling or calling in.
I definitely got a confirmation number. I have to look through all my papers here.
Yeah, if you can provide me with the confirmation number, I can confirm if that's a if that's one of our confirmation numbers, sir. Take your time, sir. Take your time, sir. I'm still here.
Yeah. What's the charge? $108? Is that the one I questioned?
Yes, sir. It was $108 for the face cream. And then the only other charge for the intragloss was $106 for the eye serum. There were two different products.
I definitely canceled that. I remember it like it was yesterday. And they did give me a confirmation number.
Okay, so I'm not showing anything was canceled. All I'm showing is... that you were signed up for the initial trial and the order was placed and you were billed the end of trial costs after that 7-day trial ended.
I'm sure I have the post office receipts and everything. I just had to find it.
You know, I'm looking again through everything note wise on the account, and I don't see anything about it being canceled. Now, what I can do, sir, for you today, once you see if there you have the confirmation number, I can check for that to see if there that matches our what our confirmation would be. So, if you can just.
I have what.
If you can provide me with the confirmation number you were given that day when you initially had stated you canceled, I can check our system and records to
all
see
right,
if that would match it.
I'm still looking.
Of course, take your time.
Is this Lumines? What's the name of the company?
Okay, hello? Sir. Yes, sir. It's spelled LUNACTIVE. That's the company name, and then that's the face cream and eye serum for that.
Okay. I got an RA number. Do you do that, Lumines? Return authorization number?
We don't take product back to the warehouse. It would be a cancellation number if you canceled is what you would have been given, sir. You know, I don't see
I have a big
any
long
return number. What is the number? Read it back to me, please.
9202-390-0109-0000-0000-112-739.
No. That is not our number, sir. I don't know what number that is, but that is not that.
Okay, return authorization. Yeah. How about this one? Try this one. 1458-1976-11022.
No, sir, that's not our confirmation for that.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, no, I don't know who you canceled with, sir, but it was not with us,
canceled,
sir.
I canceled. I talked to the people. Oh,
yeah. Well, it wasn't with us, sir. So what I can go ahead and do, sir, is as a courtesy, apply a 35% discount to the account for all future products for you today, sir.
No, I'm not interested in that.
Sir.
I'm not going to pay the bill.
I understand. Well, I do see you are eligible for a 50% friends and family discount. I can apply that to your account for you today for all future products, sir.
No, I'm not interested.
Okay,
my wife,
sir.
Yeah, she's not interested. That's who I go by.
I understand, sir. But we do also have a 75% friends and family discount. If you have any friends and family that would be interested, I can apply it to the account for you, sir.
No,
I'm
not interested.
Okay. Well, I'll just go ahead and get this canceled out for you today. Give me just a moment while I cancel your account out.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, sir.
That's the, remember the product, the makeup, I guess I got that for you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't they cancel it?
No.
I'm working on canceling it right now, sir. Give me just a moment.
Okay, thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's another one. She may be have that one, too.
Same company, though.
Yeah.
Here, tell.
I have so many of these. Do never, ever go into that internet again.
Mistake.
Wait, no, not your mistake.
I'm usually very careful. What happened here? Did we join, or?
Yeah, I'm just waiting to get through this.
Oh.
Okay. I have your cancellation number. Are you ready for it?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, shoot. Go ahead.
It is going to be C like in Chuck.
Right.
3-6-3-3-8-4-7-7-7.
Okay, C Charlie, 3-6-3-3-8-4-7-7-7.
Yes, sir, that's your first cancellation number. That one's for the face cream. Your cancellation number for the initial eye serum is going to be C like in Chuck.
Right.
2-6-3-6-0-9-6-7-1. Okay, and your account's closed out, sir.
Thank you very much. Appreciate your help.
You're welcome, sir. Well, thank you for calling customer support. You have a wonderful day.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
This is the face cream? Why did they keep...